administrator of the SBA here. We have the administrator of FEMA, David Paulson, here. Obviously, Steve Booyer, who serves this district in Congress. I just want to report that moving from west to east today, water continues to recede, and the water we've taken on today probably, if it's not a whole lot more, will not aggravate things further. We continue to work ahead of the water downstream, and we've got the last few towns and levees to worry about, but we believe that both better preparedness ahead of time and some great work by the Guard and others sandbagging gives us some confidence we'll be all right in places like Hazleton and east of Mount Carmel and so forth. We are standing here in the first of the three one-stop centers, which we decided to open, recognizing that we would have citizens with multiple problems. And we didn't want folks who have suffered a lot and are naturally shook up to have to go to multiple places or face unnecessary confusion in accessing all the forms of help that might be available to them. I've talked to folks in Terre Haute and here who have been able to successfully at least initiate the process for FEMA assistance, to leave with their food stamps, with a replacement driver's license, with temporary housing secured for them, with food stamps if they're eligible, and you know, five or six things. And we've got bugs to iron out, but we will be opening the same kind of center in every county as it is designated. I want to thank Administrator Paulson for the great cooperation we've had from the federal level so far, and particularly for their quickness. David, in this state, we like things that move fast. We like cars, and we like motorcycles, and we like government that moves fast, and we appreciate that your people have been very cooperative with us, and things that may have taken a long time in some other context have not taken long here. We thank you for that, and likewise the SBA. Please.
Thank you, Governor. Let me do a couple things. One, on behalf of the President, I want to offer our deepest sympathy and prayers to families who have lost family members. I know you've lost several here in this state. People who have lost their homes, people who have lost friends, and those are tough things to deal with. The second thing that I want to say is I want to talk about the response system that I've seen in this state. From the leadership of the governor, I have to tell you, quite frankly, he has been involved in this thing from day one. The leadership example that he sets has set the tone for the entire state. What I've seen at the state level, the local level, the first responders, the firefighters, police officers, the EMS system has really worked exactly the way it's supposed to work. The relationship the governor has set up with the federal government has allowed us to move very, very quickly on some of these issues. And Governor, I want to thank you for that type of leadership. It serves all of us well. When you go from state to state, you see different types of things, and what we see right here in this state is it exemplifies how this whole system should work, and you can use this as a pattern for the rest of the country, for other states to follow. So I want to thank you for that. The next thing I want to do is talk about the individual assistance program. I'm going to read off several more counties, Governor, that you've asked for. You've already received assistance in several counties. And let me read the ones that we have approved for individual assistance just today. Adams County, Brown, Clay, Davies, Dearborn, Green, Henry, Jackson, Jennings, Knox, Owen, Rush, Shelby, and Sullivan counties for individual assistance, and that's in addition to the ones that have already been approved. What that does is opens up people to register, and what we want them to do, if your home has been damaged, we want you to register with FEMA, 1-800-621-FEMA, that's 1-800-621-FEMA, or go to the FEMA website, FEMA.gov. And we also have a vehicle right here at this site that people can go and register also. When you register, we will set up an appointment, send an inspector out to your home. We'll talk about whether you have insurance or not. And if you do not have insurance or underinsured, you're eligible up to $28,800 to help you get back on your feet. if you're not eligible, we have the Small Business Administration here, and they have low-cost loans if you qualify for those. So there's a lot of help out there with the federal government. The most important thing they can do is to get registered so we can send somebody up to do an inspection of your home and look at your insurance papers. So I want to thank you very much, Governor, for inviting me here, and I know you have a lot of things you want to show me.
Hey, Madam Commissioner, let me say this. I'd like to thank the director for being here at FEMA, along with the governor, Marty Umbarger, our TAG, and my colleague, Mike Pence. Mike, I know you've got a lot of counties that are also in disaster and a lot of families that are hurting. I want to thank the SBA. Let me just share with regard for the country. Post-September 11th, the country worked on their national, state, and local response plans. Then we had Hurricane Katrina. We know that when we had states and localities overrun, FEMA tried to do the best they could, but there were a lot of problems. We went back to the drawing board and worked on those plans again. This is the third 100-year flood in this congressional district in the last 6 months. So the two back-to-back 100-year floods that we had in Plaskey, White, Carroll, and Tippecanoe counties, we had a trial run for this one. And the state, the localities, and FEMA did very, very well. On Saturday night, working with the counties, the mayors, and I'm sure you can speak to the same thing, Mike, I saw no weaknesses in the interoperability and the cooperation between the first responders, the state of Indiana, your Department of Homeland Security, and also with FEMA. You know, we have the 76th Brigade that has been deployed. Yet the National Guard, when the governor put out the order of all hands on deck, not only did the TAG move out smartly and swiftly, he also utilized the 2,000 Marines that are in training there at Camp Atterbury, and everybody worked cooperatively together. I have not seen FEMA work so quickly. So let me explain. Let me thank you. Not only by the governor moving out the governor's relationship with the president to get that emergency protective order out quickly. That was one of the smartest, wisest things you could have ever done, Governor, because it sent the signal to all of the counties, do what is necessary. Don't worry about money. Protect people and save lives. That was done. And then to get this declaration as quickly as possible, to have so many people here to be able to take care of, that's done, ladies and gentlemen, when you have leadership and you have people that care that are standing right here behind me. Mike, did you want to make some...
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I just want to reassure the community that SBA, Small Business Administration, is here to facilitate the services in an expedited manner. We are definitely collaborating with FEMA. They offer the grants, and we come in following FEMA with the grants under the recovery, economic recovery, and we will be accessible to you. We have a team already in place to offer their services. So once again, as Administrator Paulison said, we have low interest loans to offer to homeowners, to businesses of all size, as well as renters. So don't forget the renters as well. We have a little bit of something for everyone. So thank you very much.
All right. Other questions for the
Director Paulison, yes, given sir. Everything that's gone on in Indiana and has gone on in other states, how stretched are the resources of FEMA right now?
We're doing fine. After I took over FEMA, we went to Congress, asked for help from the support from the President, Secretary Chertoff, and we have literally doubled the size of the workforce of this organization in 2 years. So we have the people to go around, and most of those bodies, and you need to hear this, most of those hires are going out into the region, so they're coming into districts like this. So right now we're fine. I'm leaving here tonight after we finish here and going to Wisconsin to see that state. And we have several other states that are having issues right now. Kansas had a major tornado. We have a huge wildfire in California. So a lot of things going on. But with the resources that these two congressional members have given me, they've given me the tools to do my job, and now it's up to me to do it.
Director, for these $28,000 loans that you mentioned, people who apply today, when will they see the money?
We've been turning this around in just a few hours, probably less than 24 hours. Is what's happened so far. Now we've had about a little over 2,000 people apply already in this state, and now we've just opened up a handful of more counties. But we have plenty of inspectors moving in and to come out and do those. And as soon as they inspect the home, we can issue the check right away. I've talked to the Treasury Department. They're going to stay open all weekend. so we can continue issuing checks all weekend to get money in the hands of people as quickly as possible.
David, it's a grant, not a loan.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is not a loan. This is money to the individual to either for rental assistance, to repair their home, replace their home, for medical bills, anything that that's a storm caused damage on. Yeah, a lot of it is eligible for that $28,800.
Where did you come from before you arrived to Indiana today?
I was in Iowa. I spent half the day in Iowa and flew around there, met with the governor. A lot of similar types of damage. A lot of homes underwater, a lot of farmland underwater. The Cedar Rapids, most of the city is underwater, so they have a lot of issues also. The weather system across this part of the country has been significant. As you heard Congressman say, it's a 200-year flood in a very short period of time.
Thank you.
So it's a big issue for us. I know it's a bigger issue for you who are dealing with it. Things are tough. Things are hard right now. And we know that people are stressed out. But it does get better. It will get better. The insurance dollars will start coming in. The water will recede. And so I ask people to be patient. Don't give up. Don't get frustrated. Things will get better. And there will be another brighter day down the road.
You know, we would be remiss. When the governor says all hands on deck, it's not just the government apparatus here. We have so many who are the nonprofit agencies, the faith-based, a lot of companies have stepped forward and have given food, whether it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, all the chicken you want to eat, whether it's been McDonald's, whether it's been Kroger, Walmart. I mean, there are a lot of companies that are stepping forward and that are helping people, and it's been absolutely wonderful, and I want everyone to know that.